The ramp. The ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people.
Mean.
He just had cancer.
True.
He steals bits from Gordon Keith.
Yeah, good thing ChatGPT didn't take your open.
Good God.
Like, according to sources, he weighs the same as three people. All right, so on today's episode of The Ramp, I want to tell you fellas about a very interesting woman from the a Michigan, we'll say, town, county. She's known in multiple parts of Michigan. Her name is Monique Megciani. Monique Megciani is a 48-year-old woman who was arrested earlier this month, already beaten. She was arrested for trespassing at a CVS pharmacy.
The 24-hour ones?
It doesn't say what time of night this or what time of day this was. Okay. But either way, even if it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 4 o'clock in the morning.
This seems like it could be just a simple misunderstanding.
Well, she was arrested for trespassing because one day she went into the CVS and stole some bottles of wine. And she went into their bathroom and just started slamming them.
She's single?
Let me tell you the rest of the story before you, before I answer that question for you.
God, he's so desperate.
All I have to do is tell him that
what
she
kind
was,
of wine? Doesn't matter. Could be toilet. I don't care.
I'm familiar. Yeah, I love Bruno. So Mrs. Megciani went to the store, stole the wine, consumed it in the store's bathroom, and eventually the police were called because a worker found her. They had to take her to the hospital because of her high intoxication rate, and she was immediately discharged. And instead of going home and sleeping it off, she went right back to that CVS.
Yeah, she wasn't done.
So she goes back to the CVS, and she's in there, and I think it takes a little while for the employees to remember or figure out who she was. They finally put it together. Wait, this is the lady that we just had to have physically removed from our store. So they call the police and say, hey, this woman is trespassing at our store again. Can you come pick her up? So the police come pick her up, and they take her to the jail. And when they get to the jail, they're doing the search to check, you know, they got to make sure you're not bringing any kind of contraband
search.
In. So, yeah, they'd be stripped down to your absolute nude self. And when they finally get her completely nude, they have to do a cavity search, at which point a woman found that she had concealed a completely unopened bottle of Cupcake Vineyard's Pinot Grigio inside of her vagina.
Wow.
And I'm not talking a little airplane bottle.
Yeah, this is like a 750.
This is a 750 milliliter bottle of wine that she had shoved all the way up there.
She got it corked up there.
I mean, luckily it still had its cork, but I guess if that had come off, or
how
she would have supplied her own.
Is her vagina
the biggest of all time, Junior, apparently.
Landon would get lost.
How how beaten is it to, one, resort to that, but also to power chug wine?
That's what you took out of the story, that she was chugging wine?
Also, does she have a pen pal?
Yeah, let's go back to your story,
also,
your question earlier.
Why wasn't she arrested after she went to the hospital? I mean, she is drinking on a property of...
stealing. Yeah, I mean, I guess they were like, look, obviously her 0.3 alcohol or blood alcohol content's going to be punishment enough. We'll let her go. I guess they didn't think she would go right back to the scene of the crime and shove an entire bottle of wine up her front bottom.
Is it red wine or white wine?
It's a white.
Oh, it's a Pinot Grigio.
A cupcake Pinot Grigio. And they said that they thought it was weird because when they were handcuffing her and checking her for weapons and putting her in the squad car, she was acting odd and wouldn't, and like was at walking around gingerly and, you know, wasn't able to be maneuvered easily, but they couldn't figure out why. It took them getting her to jail to realize, oh, yeah.
She's got a bottle
upper. She's got a whole vineyard upper.
She didn't have a full vineyard.
I wanted to know more about her, but honestly, after hearing that, I don't know if I could be enough for her. You know what I mean?
In what way?
Because he has a, again, plain-sized bottle of wine.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's used to...
Full bottle.
She's used to the Ron Jeremy bottle of wine. And Lando doesn't want to be asked by Miss Monique Megciani, are you in yet? Because he's already got the cigarette lit.
Barney Dunn.
Okay.
All right. Did you want one too?
Yeah. I'll go make you a box of Kraft mac and cheese. You want
polished
one?
Off my bottle a couple minutes ago.
You like hot dogs and your ramen?
Yeah. y'all are just having a most beaten battle.
Still got some leftover crow from earlier.
Yeah, as you're like, oh, I can show you a party trick, and then you pop out a full handle of Captain Morgan out of your backside.
Man, we'd be a power couple.
Yeah, y'all just have an entire brewery up your holes. Well, I thought it was funny, too. Because I saw this story and I was like, I'm going to look her up and make sure that this is not a kind of ball sack story or anything. So I looked her name up and the first thing that came up was a story from 2016 where the same lady, 10 years younger, obviously, was arrested after committing credit card fraud to talk to her boyfriend in jail. Lando. Oh, no.
That all tracks, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. So she found a credit card at a restaurant and stole it and just used that to call her boyfriend in county jail.
She misses him.
Yeah, and so she's clearly loyal.
Right.
Yeah, and she's trying to smuggle him a bottle of wine now.
Yes. This sounds like a good woman.
Yeah.
You hold on to women like this.
This is marriage material.
So if you're the person at the prison, the guard.
She does look like she'd have a bottle upper.
Yeah, well, she doesn't look like Megan Fox. What do you think, dude?
Let me see.
Here, this is her.
This is Monique
McChiani.
This is McChiani.
The 2016 photo.
By the way, that's a 38-year-old woman, not 58.
She looks like she manages an Arby's.
Shout out Arby's, by the way. Just lost our Meat Mountain sponsorship. Thank you. Yeah, do you want to be the guy that has to get rid of that bottle, or do you just like, look, it's unopened.
It's still corked. God.
Lando, you have a problem if you're drinking vaginal wine.
Vaginal wine from a woman.
He just runs it under a cold tap for 3 seconds and is like, good as new.
Just brushes it on his jeans a couple times. Clean.
Just blows on it lightly.
Extra flavor on that cupcake.
Gosh. Well, apparently, I don't know. I don't know if that boyfriend from 10 years ago is still in the picture. So
we'll find out.
Maybe, maybe you could be her a pen pal. And yeah, maybe you could sneak her in some wine because she is going to jail. All right,
here's some cheese for your wine.
There's an episode. He's got a Parmesan wheel up his butt.
Get me a minute. Get me
a minute. All right, 6:52 here on The Ticket. Should Chris Young continue to be employed next?